ओम नमः प्रणवाथाय शुद्ध ज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरंजनं नित्यं अनंतरूपं भक्तानुकंपात् विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्ने दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता किया सर्वविद्या स्वरूपांतां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्न पारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरा। श्रेयान् द्रव्यमयाद्यज्ञात् ज्ञानयज्ञः परन्तप सर्वं कर्माखिलं पार्थ ज्ञाने परिसमाप्यते। Having described various spiritual disciplines, in this shloka, Bhagavan glorifies Jnana Yajnaha. And in the next shloka, he will define what is the meaning of Jnana Yajnaha. In a simple way, we saw in the 25th shloka, Jnana Yajnaha means Jnana Vicharaha, Shastra Guru Sahayena Jnana Vicharaha, trying to understand our own real nature, keeping the guidance of Vedantic scripture and the teacher. Of all spiritual sadhanas, this particular sadhana, trying to understand our own status, our own intrinsic dignity, is the highest spiritual sadhana. Bhagavan says, Dravyamayad yajnyat jnana yajnaha shreyan. It is superior to all other spiritual disciplines. Why? Many reasons are there. Simple reason is, all other spiritual disciplines will be in the form of an action. That action will produce a result. That result will be a temporary one, ending one. So a temporary result cannot make us free from our bondage ultimately. It may give various pleasures, either in this loka or in other lokas. It may give powerful body and a great status in this loka or in other lokas. But all these activities, sadhanas, cannot make a person to know that he is already free. And all human struggle is because of this one idea, that I am not free now, I am limited, therefore I am missing so many things in my life, therefore I am going to struggle for filling myself. So a person goes towards the wealth, towards sense pleasure, towards power, position, because of what? Because of this one basic misunderstanding, that I am not full and complete, that I miss so many things in my life. This idea that I miss so many things in my life will go only when a person understands what is his intrinsic dignity, only when a person discovers his own dignity, which is already his own treasure, then only a person becomes free. Otherwise, any type of achievements, whether it is normal worldly achievement or abnormal religious achievements, abnormal means what? abnormal religious achievements means our Puranas talk about so many people, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they are all very abnormal people. So they could achieve so many things, but still, unfortunately, they felt that they are missing so many things in life. Therefore, here the logic is sarvam karma phalam anityam janyatva ghatavat. Whatever may be the result of an action, whatever may be the action, the result will be anityam, temporary. Because while performing that action, the result was not there. After the end of the action only the result has come. So therefore, since it has come, it will go off. But moksha is defined as nityam. So anitya karma phalam cannot be moksha. And Shruti also says na karmana na prajaya dhanena tyage naike amrutatva manasutva. This ahankara tyaga alone will lead to amrutatvam. Ahankara tyaga means what? Ahankara tyaga means understanding that there is nothing called ahankara different from the Lord. I don't exist away from the Lord. This is called an ahankara tyaga. Then Smriti also, in Gita itself, Bhagavan will tell in the later chapters, Tetam Bhuktva Sarga Lokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti. Having enjoyed lot of heavenly pleasures, that person will come back Kshine Punye, will come back when his punyas are exhausted. It is like going to America with some $1,000. How many days you can live with $1,000? After going there you can earn also. So certainly you can never become president of America, because you are not born in America, correct? Similarly, these are all intrinsic limitations. All types of karma phalam is anityam. They cannot lead you to moksha. They cannot free you from the idea that I am missing something. Whereas jnana yajnaha reveals that you are already full and complete. This jnana vicharaha, the shastra vicharaha reveals that already you are full and complete. From the physical standpoint, you have missed so many things. From the emotional standpoint, of course, you miss lot of things. Intellectual standpoint, you need not ask at all. You don't know many things than what you know. Correct? Intellectually, you don't have knowledge about so many things in the world, about very few things only you know. Emotional personality means you can love only 5 people maximum, or 10 people maximum. Physical level, you can relate with maximum 50 people in your life, entire life, you make one list. But intrinsically, from your consciousness standpoint, as Atma Swarupam, you are everything, you don't miss anything. You are already free. Vedanta Vichara asks us to verify our judgment that whether I am missing something or not. There is a judgment, I miss something. Vedanta Vichara says, please ask, please question that judgment itself. Having taken for granted that judgment, you started running. It is like without knowing whether the room is locked or not, everybody wanted to open the lock. The lock is not locked at all. It is appearing as though it is locked, but everybody is trying to open the lock without knowing that that room doesn't have a backside wall at all. Suppose you feel that you are inside a room and that room is locked, and you are knocking without seeing back, there is no wall at all backside. Happily you can get away, but you never see back yourself. Similarly, the person, he never questions his individuality, he never questions his judgment that I miss so many things. But Vedanta Vichara makes a person to think about this unquestioned, unverified judgment. And it asks us to drop the very idea that I miss something, that I am in bondage, that I am an individual suppressed by, created by, protected by, will be destroyed by something. So that is the idea. If Shastra says, if moksha is a permanent thing, because there is no controversy with this idea, there is no controversy with regard to this idea that moksha is permanent, because impermanent moksha nobody wants. Because our problem is what? Impermanency only our problem. Time wise this body is impermanent, space wise this body is limited. So limitation is our problem. Moksha must be, freedom must be in the form of infinitude. So everybody, all philosophers, everyone accepts that I should be free. Even ordinary also, if anybody says, sir, I want to be free, I will ask, when you want to be free? Morning or evening? Today or tomorrow? He will say, all the time I want to be free, entire life I want to be free, correct? So there is a idea of a unlimited freedom. So Shastra asks, if moksha is permanent, it should be available here and now. Because any permanent thing should be now itself. It cannot have any beginning. Permanent thing cannot have any beginning. Beginning, that which has a beginning will have an end also. So the permanent moksha cannot come in future. It should be available here and now. It cannot be a future affair. It cannot be a future achievement. Many of us think that it will be a future achievement. Even religious parlance also, what we say, oh Bhagavan, so far I have done so many adharmic actions. At least at the time of my death, try to manage me and take you to the Vaikuntha Loka or Shiva Loka. We pray, na? Because many of the people think that it will be a future affair. Vedanta Shastra questions this very idea itself. If freedom is permanent, it should be available here and now. If it is available here and now, what is the means of attaining it? Something is available already. What is the means of attaining it? Knowledge. I think I told you this story. How to find out the fifth donkey? One fellow wanted to purchase, went to purchase 5 donkeys. After purchasing, he came back sitting on one donkey. So after reaching the house, he started counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Only 4 donkeys are there. Where is the 5th donkey? He was shouting. Hearing the shouting, wife came out and asked, what happened? One donkey is missing, one donkey is missing. How many you purchased? 5. She understood what is the condition. One donkey is missing, one donkey is missing. I am seeing only 4 donkeys. She told, I see 6 donkeys. Because this fellow also is donkey. He is sitting on the donkey. He is already having that. How to find out that 5th one? Knowledge, recognition, sheer recognition. Therefore, Vedanta says, spend your time having gaining enough maturity, spend your time in questioning this very basic judgment itself. That is called jnana yajnaha. If it is moksha is free, freedom is permanent, it should be here and now. If it is here and now, it can be attained only by recognition. Anything you can attain only by recognition, knowledge. The seeker discovers that there is no real bondage at all. Through jnana vichara, every seeker discovers. These are all cock and bull story. What are all cock and bull story? Very bondage itself is cock and bull story. Na nirodho na chotpattihi na baddho na cha sadakaha na mumukshuhu na vai muktaha ityesha paramarthata. Nobody was there to bind me. Nobody can bind me because I am alone. I alone exist in reality. All this perceiving duality is nothing but my own ignorant Due to ignorance of the mind, I perceive duality as a real thing. Like a child perceives sunrise. We also perceive sunrise, but our perception of sunrise is different from child's perception. As even we perceive the sunrise, another part of the mind says there is nothing called sunrise. Correct? One more knowledge is there, background knowledge. It says there is no sunrise at all. Child also perceives the sunrise, but that sunrise is a real sunrise. For us it is perceptual sunrise. We take it as a visual error. Correct? Similarly, Jnani also takes this duality as visual error. But for ignorant man, this wisdom is too much. Initially, if anybody comes, generally people comes to ashrama to come to guru, come to teacher, come to sadhus, come to Bhagavan for what? It's a problem. Problem only. Lot of appeals and applications will be there. So when they come to ashrama and sadhus and then even to Bhagavan, if Bhagavan says, you are Nitya Shuddha, Nitya Muktaha, Nitya Buddha, suppose if he says, he will tell Bhagavan, you don't know about me. What I am, how many things I am missing, you don't know. You are telling Nitya Buddha, how much ignorant I am, you don't know Bhagavan. Bhagavan says you are ever knowledgeable. So you will never accept. You will say, Bhagavan, you don't know. Therefore, if Shastra says you are Nitya Buddha, he will say, Shastram, you don't know about me. If a guru says, if a sadhu says, you will never accept. Therefore, Shastra knows this psychology. Therefore, Shastra itself accepts temporarily. Shastra accepts our bondage. It says, yes, 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 there is a bondage. And you are going to die. You are going to die. When it says you are going to die, it means about the destruction of body. You take it as the destruction of yourself. So temporarily it accepts bondage and it prescribes various types of sadhanas. Varieties of sadhanas. For what? To get maturity. These sadhanas are very, very important and should be practiced. The 12 sadhanas Bhagavan mentioned, na? Some more sadhanas also will be mentioned. Any type of spiritual practice, a person, whatever is possible, he should practice. No choice at all. He cannot bypass the sadhana. So I am Nitya Muktaha, therefore I will do all akramas and daily and live as I like. No. You have to practice sadhana. For what? To get that maturity. What is that maturity? Api sarvam jivitam alpameva. Anything has a beginning, will have an end. Once that maturity comes, next question will be, what is there? Is there anything which doesn't have any end? There must be something which doesn't have any end. Because I am aware of the end. Who end cannot aware of itself? So end should be aware, end should be known by someone who doesn't have end. So what is that? Anyatra dharmat, anyatra dharmat, anyatra krita, akrita, anyatra bhutashcha bhavyashcha, yattat pashyasi, tadvada. 8-year-old boy asked this simple question. I know there is something which doesn't have end, which is not a cause, which is not a result, which doesn't limited itself either in past or present or future, which doesn't come under the category of dharma and adharma. What it is? I know something is there. If you know, hey Yamadharma Raja, please tell me. So all these sadhanas will take the seeker towards this one particular question. What it is? Which doesn't have any beginning or end. But these sadhanas cannot remove your bondage. Because these sadhanas are done with a karta. There is a doer. That doer is a real doer. The sadhana also is a reality. Therefore, as long as this karta is there, freedom is not possible. So our Acharya Parampara is to say, without a sadhanas, karma yoga sadhanas, upasana yoga, jnanam is impossible. All these spiritual practices should be done, because without practicing them, knowledge is impossible. You cannot gain the maturity and knowledge. And without gaining maturity and knowledge, all these sadhanas are incomplete. Without sadhana, you cannot go for jnanam. Without jnanam, all the sadhanas are incomplete. It cannot free you. It is like without cooking, you cannot eat. Without eating, there is no purpose in cooking. Cooking is an elaborate action, na? So why you cook? For the sake of eating. So why you do all these spiritual practices? For the sake of gaining maturity and knowledge. So without eating, there is no purpose in cooking. Without cooking also, you cannot eat. Therefore, a seeker should practice all sadhanas, qualify himself for jnanam, and after gaining jnanam, he can be free. Here, Bhagavan says that the glory of jnana yajnaha is sarvam akhilam karma jnane parisamapyate. The same idea, now he says, all sadhanas without exception culminates or gets validated only in jnana vicharaha. Parisamapyate is the word used by the Lord in this shloka. It has two meaning, two types of interpretation can be given. Sarvam akhilam karma means all sadhanas without exception. Sarva means all. Akhila means without exception. Karma means sadhanas. Jnane parisamapyate. Jnane means in jnana vichara it culminates. It ends with the jnana vichara. Culminates or gets validated. All spiritual practices are validity only when it leads to jnana vichara. Otherwise, there are so many spiritual practices are there which will lead to surka. Same spiritual practices you can use for the sake of surga also. You can use for the sake of dhanam, danyam, pashum, bahuputra, labham. So all these spiritual practices get validated only when it is directed towards jnana vicharaha. Here the word jnana means jnana yajne, karma means sadhanas. Then second interpretation is there. Shankaracharya writes, sarvam akhilam karma jnane parisamapyavide means, parisamapana means included, antarbhavati. If you take parisamapanam as antarbhavati, included, then karma will be karma phalam. Karma means karma phalam, jnana means jnana phalam. So all karma phalas are included in jnana phalam. What is karma phala? Highest karma phala is what? Highest karma phala is what? Brahmaji's post. Brahma loka prapti or Brahmaji's post. That's the highest karma phala. So Shastra says, if you are a jnani, you enjoy more than Brahmaji. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, it says, it has 13 levels of happiness. And each level, 100 times is greater than the previous one. Second one is 100 times greater than the previous one. It ends with the Brahmaji's happiness. There it says, jnana phalam, the ananda born out of jnana is greater than Brahmaji's ananda. Etasya iva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. Matram. Small quantity is enjoyed by the other jivas. If small quantity itself, this much of pleasurable, beautiful and attractive, irresistible, you imagine the original quantity and quality. In Gita itself, second chapter, Bhagavan told the same idea. Yavanartha udapane sarvata samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataha. Vijanataha brahmanasya. Happiness of a jnani or the result a jnani gains by jnanam includes all the results of all types of Vedic karmas, Vedic rituals, Vedic sadhanas. So, one meaning is all spiritual practices has validity only when it leads to jnana vichara. Another meaning is all benefits of all spiritual practices is very very small in front of the jnana phalam, in front of the atma jnanam. Therefore, you cannot escape from atma vichara. Shastra says, take your own time. I am not in hurry to pull you because you have a lot of things. Girlfriends are there. You have to purchase a house in MG Road and you have to go to foreign countries. You have a lot of people, get children, so many things you have, agenda you have. I am not in hurry, but keep in mind at least I should go to that stage. Maybe after 10 years or after 40 years or better luck, next Janma, or still better luck after 100th Janma. You cannot escape from this knowledge. Why? Because it's your reality. You cannot escape reality. It is yourself. Even when you go to Vaikuntha, Bhagavan will ask, when you stand in front of him, he will ask something. What he will ask? First question, what is your name? Who are you? He will ask. Correct? Ravana Maharishi is to take. Even when you go to Vaikuntha, Bhagavan will ask, who are you? You have to answer. Based on what data you will answer. At least here in this world, you have a data called body. There, that also not there. What you will answer? Can you answer, I am idiot? I am black? I am 5 feet 6 inches? Nothing is there. So you have to know yourself. You cannot miss without jnana vichara. There is no possibility of freedom because jnana vichara reveals that already you are free. Freedom is not going to be a future attainment. Any future attainment will have an end. Therefore, it cannot be called as freedom. In Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, we come across a nice story. This idea is revealed. There were 4 or 5 people who drank nicely. They drank and they wanted to cross the Ganga. Night hours. So after drinking with all beautiful sensations in their mind and body and speech, because that special drink, when it goes inside, a person gets another type of personality. So they all came and sat in the boat and started rowing the boat. All night they rowed. Then as even they were working, because they were working, so as even they were working whole night, they were rowing, they are trying to cross the Ganga. Early morning came, their alcohol effect also has gone down. Then they saw where they started, same place they were sitting and rowing. Sri Ramakrishna nicely says, they have forgotten to untie the rope by which the boat is tied. The boat is tied on the shore. So generally what we have, a sane person will first untie, then he will row. So because of the special effect of the drinks, these fellows forgot to untie the boat. Similarly, we also do so many things in our life. Whole life we also, with lot of effort we work. And we don't have time even to come to ashrama, no time for japa, no time for reading, no time for satsanga, nothing. What you are doing? Busy, Swami. What busy? Where you reach there? You started your life as an ignorant, illiterate, unhappy, missing person, and you end your life same ignorance, same illiteracy with so many things, and with the same unhappiness. Even if you are foreign written degree holder, you will be a foreign written unhappy person. Correct? As a child you started crying, I want, I want, I want. Then as a old man also you end your journey, I want, I miss, I want, I miss, I want. So we have to untie the boat, we have to remove the tie. False individuality has to be removed. Then only there is a purpose in all actions in our life. Bhagavan continues. You can go on and on. These are all beautiful shlokas. Gives entire picture of our spiritual life. Bhagavan continues.
Tadviddhi pranipadena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninastatva darshinaha.
Having glorified jnana yajna, in the last shlokas what he did, he introduced so many yajnas and he separated jnana yajna on one side, all other yajnas on another side, and he told jnana yajna is superior to all other yajnas. So this much he has glorified. So naturally anything is glorified, human mind will have curiosity what it is. Correct? So having created curiosity about jnana yajna, now Bhagavan defines what is jnana yajna, how to gain that atma jnana. The simple answer of this shloka is by shravanam, by hearing Vedanta Shastra with necessary qualification, with vairagyam, is called jnana yajna. And how to gain that? By approaching a competent teacher who can teach you the reality about yourself. So this shloka is a reproduction of Upanishad mantra, Mundaka Upanishad mantra. The mantra says, Pariksha lokan karmajidan brahmano nirvedam ayat nasti akrita kritene tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigacche samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. This is the mantra. The mantra says, having verified by your way of life, by your various struggles, having verified, what you have verified? You have verified the entire world and other lokas. Lokan parikshya. Brahmanahasan lokan parikshya. Being a thinking person, human being, you verify the entire creation and you will come to a conclusion, a conviction, a knowledge that, what is that? Nasti akritaha kritena. Akritaha means mokshaha, freedom, happiness, purnatvam. That will never come by any effort. Because all effort will have result and it will have end. Freedom cannot be gained by any action. When this vairagya comes, tad vijnanartham, what is that? What is that which is different from all types of results? What is that reality? Tad vijnanartham, to know that, saha gurum eva abhigacche. He has to go to teacher only. How he has to go? Samitpani hi san abhigacche. Samitpani means carrying something as an offering to the teacher. So here in this mantra, four conditions are mentioned to gain atma jnana. Four conditions should be fulfilled. If these four conditions are fulfilled, atma jnana is instantaneous, immediate. Not even 10 minutes it takes. But to get these conditions on the problem, life after life you have to struggle. What are these four conditions? Saha vairagyeva abhigacche. That person who got the maturity, what is that maturity? Everything has an end, is the maturity. He alone should, abhigachet means, should go to teacher. Tad vijnanartham eva abhigachet, to know the reality only, he should go. Saha abhigachet eva samitpani hi san, he should go, he should go to teacher only, he should not go this way, that way. He should not sit in meditation or something. And fourth condition is saha shrotriyam brahmanishtam guru eva abhigacchet. He should go to a competent teacher. In all same statements, eva is there. Eva kara means exclusion of other things. Only, alone. Saha vairagi eva abhigacchet. A man of renunciation only should go to atma vichara. What is that renunciation? What is that conviction? Nasti akritaha kritena. I may get from this world everything which has end. Even Brahmaji is posed as an end. Indra is posed as an end. Any cinema has an end. Ice cream has an end. Food has an end. This physical personality has an end. Our youth, of course, has an end. So everything I get by so many methods, but whatever I get will have an end. But freedom cannot be gained because it is nityam. Being nityam, it cannot be a future affair, it cannot be a result of some effort, it cannot be a destination. What is our real problem? Finitude. As I told, finitude is our real problem. So any attainment will have three doshas: anityatva, shadishayatva and apekshikatva. Simply, I am just introducing you to some Vedantic words. Anityatva means it has an end. Sadhishayatva means there is a possibility of increasing. As long as there is a possibility of increasing in any achievement, you will not enjoy the present achievement. Correct? Mother sees the report card of the child, 85% is there. There is still possibility 15% mark. So mother will not congratulate the child. Mother will scold the child. Why? You could have got another 10 marks. That means what? No satisfaction with regard to this 85 marks. So sadhishayatva means always dissatisfied. Anityatva means always anxious of getting ended. Our Acharya Swami used to tell, a person who is very very stingy man wanted to have a cool drinks. So everybody was enjoying cool drinks, but he is not able to enjoy because he is not ready to spend money. So he, with all persuasion, with all self-conviction, he convinced himself. One day he purchased one cool drinks bottle and they gave one straw also. So this fellow sat, so he is afraid of cool drinks will end. So I should enjoy it relaxly. Thoroughly I should enjoy it so that I can avoid spending money for the sake of this particular enjoyment. So he just seeing, and the hotel wala says, hey, this fellow is sitting and seeing cool drinks, what? Sir, anything shall I do, sir? No, you go, I am. So he starts, gives a sip. One sip, 10% gone. So one sip, when it goes inside, this is called a cool drinks. What a beautiful sensation, Sprite, beautiful sensation. As even he was enjoying that sensation, he sees the bottle, 10% has reduced. Now he's unhappy. He is unhappy. Happy with regard to the sensation, unhappy with regard to reduction. So one more sip. Another sensation, beautiful. Then again, another 10% has gone. So our Acharya Swamiji used to ask, do you mean to say that this is pleasure? Every moment you enjoy, you are coming across an anxious moment that it will end. Will it end? Correct? So it is called anityatva, sadhishayatva. Then third one is apekshikatva. Apekshikatva means dependency. The more you depend on external things for your happiness, you are in trouble. It is like a person having a walking stick. A person who has walking stick can never be considered by the society as a strong person. A building which has a scaffold can never be considered as a strong building. Scaffold is a necessity for some time. As a child, this scaffolding is necessary. Therefore, Bhagavan himself gave the scaffolding, parent, society, teacher, like that. But as soon as possible, you should stand on your own leg. You cannot live whole life with the crutches. Correct? And for a healthy man, this walking stick is an irritation. This crutches is an irritation. You try to walk with crutches. You are walking, you can walk fastly, but you try to walk with crutches slowly. So it's a life of dependence. Therefore, any achievement will have these type of doshas. These are all doshas. Doshas means defects. A person, a seeker, should know these defects. As even he knows this defect, his attitude towards the world changes. His perception towards the world changes. Initially, he had faith in everyone. As even everyone started cutthroat, doing cutthroat, so he says, I should not believe, so and so. And finally end up with parent, brothers, sisters, spouse. Correct? And one by one, brothers, sisters also started cutting the throat. Then slowly he ends with parents and wife and children. And wife also cuts the throat now and then. What do you do? So you stop depending on someone. Our Acharya Swami used to tell, a patient, when he was diagnosed as a cancer patient by a doctor, and when doctor says, this is only a beginning stage, first stage cancer it is, so don't worry, it can be cured. So though he was anxious about his disease, he has a faith. Yes, faith with regard to the efficacy of the medicine, with regard to the qualification of the doctor, with regard to efficiency of the treatment. Correct? So he goes to the doctor regularly. If he tries to follow all the prescriptions of the doctor and he eats that medicine also, as even he sees some other negative signs about his cancer disease, slowly he finds, oh, doctor also is human being only. Medicine also has a limitation. So he adds one more thing in his treatment. First stage is what? Treatment just depend upon doctor's prescription and medicine. When that is not working, then second thing he adds in his own treatment. It's a part of the treatment. What is that? First he went to allopathy doctor. Now he goes to Pashupati doctor, Bhagavan, hey Venkatachalapati, you have to bless me so that this medicine will work. You need not cure my disease, O Lord. Doctor will cure my disease. He has assured that he will cure my disease. Therefore, he has prescribed all the medicines. I am going to take all these medicines, but medicine should work now. That is not in the hands of the doctor. So, hey Pashupati, this is in your hands. So, please bless me so that medicine will work. What is his idea in the second stage? Medicine will cure me. Bhagavan should help for that. Correct? Then allopathy, doctor tries chemotherapy, that therapy, this therapy. All pathies goes off. He goes to Ayurveda pathi, Yunani pathi. All pathies has even failed. His faith in Pashupati is there, that increases. As even faith in doctors is getting reduced, his faith in the Pashupati go on increases, and finally he raises his hands, oh Lord, I don't have anyone other than you to protect me. Correct? When that stage comes, he stops medicine also. The very fact he was continuing medicine shows that he was not dependent upon Lord. He was not dependent upon Lord. He was dependent upon medicine. But to medicine to work, Bhagavan help, he was asking. Then finally, he understands medicine doesn't work. So he stops medicine and goes to the Lord and starts fasting also. I will not take food. As long as you cure me, I will not take food. Then Bhagavan, seeing this sincere devotion and surrender, he comes in front of the devotee and says, what do you want, my dear child? He says, Bhagavan, I am dying. Please save me. Then Bhagavan says, you are not dying. You cannot die. You are Nitya Atma. You are myself, my dear child. You cannot die. No, Bhagavan, I am dying. Then Bhagavan says, out of compassion, hey, your body is dying. You are not dying. Your body is dying. Why you bother about the death of the body? You are not the body. Then the devotee says, I cannot accept this, Bhagavan. Then Bhagavan says, die. Because he also cannot make the dying body as a permanent body. Omnipotent God cannot sustain your dying body. Correct? Our Acharya Swami used to tell. Omnipotency means what? There is nothing impossible for the Lord, but this is impossible for the Lord. What is impossible for the Lord? To protect your body as eternally. So this knowledge, this conviction should come in our mind, in the seeker's mind. When it comes, anything I have gained will have an end. This is a conviction. Even Bhagavan cannot change this proposal. What he cannot change is proposal. That which has a beginning will have an end is the proposal. He cannot change. That is why he himself cannot keep his own physical body permanently. Krishna body is not there now. Rama's body is not there. Ramakrishna's body is not there. Because Bhagavan doesn't have any confusion. He knows body means it has a beginning and it will have an end. End by either cancer or by shooting or by war or something. So, saha eva abhigacche. He alone should go. Who alone should go? Vairagi. He alone should go. Tivra mumukshuhu alone should go where? For jnana yajnaha. This context is what? How to gain jnanam. How to gain jnanam means going for jnana vichara. Who has to do jnana vichara? The person who has this conviction alone should do jnana vichara. Then second one is tad vijnanartham eva abhigacchet. He has to go after gaining the conviction that everything is temporary. He has to go for what? Tad vijnanartham. What is that which is not temporary? To know that only you should go. Because people go to ashramas and ask for blessings. It's a funny situation wherein sadhus are put into trouble. Just I try to explain you. When you ask for blessing, you should be very careful in asking blessing. Suppose a person comes and asks for blessing for marriage. Swamiji, I am going to marry someone. Please bless me. Sadhu cannot bless. A sadhu can never bless. Because sadhu can have blessing only for sumangala things, only for auspicious things. If marriage is auspicious thing for a sadhu, will he become sadhu? He is a sannyasi. Why he has become sannyasi? He has a conviction, marriage is not a profitable business. It is amangalam. Therefore, he has taken another way of life. And you come and ask his blessing. So, if he blesses you for marriage, what he gives actually? Amangalam he gives, na? So, will any sadhu will give amangalam? So, people go to sadhus and ask for blessings for marriage, for child birth, for job. Sadhu doesn't have capacity to do any of these things. He cannot bless you for marriage, nor he can bring you job. He doesn't have that capacity. Even if he is a great Mahatma with lot of siddhis, then also he will never give you all these things. Because he knows all these things will make you to go one more merry-go-round. 25 years. One marriage means what? 25 years. So, finally, he will bless you because you are trying to take his blessing. So, he cannot tell all these things. You are with your girlfriend. If he starts all these things telling, then what is this man? I ask some simple blessing. Hey, it is not a simple blessing. But you will think that this simple blessing also the Swami is not giving. Like that you will think. So, therefore, he says, may the Lord bless you with a prayer. O Lord, at least after 25 years, you take that fellow to yourself. Make him to come back to you, O Lord, after Pariksha Loka and 25 years, let him go to one round, get married, lot of beatings, chappal, broomstick beatings, let him have from children, from other people, then get him Vairagya, let him get Vairagya, Dirgayushman Bhava, he blesses. That means what? Go one more round. Be hale and healthy and thinking so that he will learn from situations. That what is that teaching? Sarvam anityam. Bhagavan alone is nityam. So with a prayer, the sadhu blesses. Here the seeker is asked to be careful. What is the purpose of going to a great Mahatma, great teacher? Tad vijnanartham abhigachet. Not to get any temporary solution for problem, not to get any future gains in your life. The seeker should approach a guru only to know what it is, that reality, by knowing which I can be free from all wants. At a stretch, one stroke, everything is gained. What is that nitya vastu? If it is nityam, how I miss now? I told you, na, if it is nityam, it should be now itself. So I know something is nityam, but at the same time I am searching for it. If it is nityam, how can I miss it? How to recognize that nityam, ever existing entity? So the person should be a one-pointed seeker. One-pointed seeker means what? I don't want any other thing, smaller things than answer for this knowledge. When Nachiketa went in the Kathopanishad story, we come across, when Nachiketa asked for this, Yama Dharmaraja tempts him with so many things. With long life, with healthy body, with lot of wealth, of course with dancing girls. Nachiketa says, Tavaiva Vaha Tava Nitya Gite. Everything you keep with you, Yama Dharmaraja, I cannot be seduced by your words, you please answer my question. Then third quality is what? Samit Panihi San Saha Abhigachet Eva. When he goes to the teacher, he should go with all humility. Humility born out of certain understanding. What is that understanding? I can see every blessed thing in the world through my eyes, but I can never see my own eyes. Can I see my own eyes? These eyes can see every blessed thing in the world, but these eyes cannot see themselves. This is a knowledge. Therefore, intelligently, I use an instrument called mirror, correct? To see the reflection of my eyes. Similarly, I should know, I can know every blessed thing as an object. By the sense organs, by the pratyaksha pramana, by this mind anumana pramana, but I can never know the subject, the seeker, the reality of the seeker, I can never know by myself. I should seek some external guidance. That humility must be there. Shastram is that darpanam through which I can see my own real beauty. We also see in mirror, stand in front of mirror, some fellows are there. Half an hour they stand in front of the mirror. Some parent come and complain, Swamiji, half an hour this boy stands in front of the mirror and what is the hairstyle? Spike hairstyle. Or a curly hairstyle. To curl that is a hair, you need lot of time and patience. So that and women means lipstick, these, that, so many things they apply. For what? To see their own beauty. After getting decorated, they see themselves, they see their beautiful face through the mirror. Shastra says, hey, there is another beauty. No beauty can stand in front of that beauty. See that beauty daily through Shastram. Shastra, Darpana. Darpana means what? Mirror. So that mirror should be operated properly. Suppose a person stands in front of the mirror and says, sir, nothing is seen. You are telling beauty will be seen, nothing is seen. So another person comes and says, hey, turn back the mirror. This fellow opposite side is seeing. Opposite side. Back side is there, the back side of the mirror. What is there? Some chemical is there. So he sees that chemical side. So which side should be seen, how to see, somebody should teach you. Similarly, there is a teacher who can teach you how to see your own inner beauty. Therefore, one should never try to do self-enquiry, atma-vichara, without going to a teacher. There are some new modern Vedantins, they have an idea that to know yourself, there is no need for anybody's guidance. You sit under a tree or sit somewhere else and ask in meditation, who am I, who am I, who am I, who am I? There are some group is there. Who am I meditation? Ask who am I, who am I? So our Acharya Swamiji used to tell, if you ask this question and sit in meditation, your mind will tell, you are idiot, you are black, you are stout, you are love failure, you are dropped out. This only your mind knows. See, answer can come from a known source. Your mind is the answerer. What it knows about you, that only it can say. It can never say you are infinite, you are God. Your mind can never say that you are infinite or you are God. Your mind knows about your physical personality, about your emotional problems, about your intellectual problems, limitations. That only it will say. It will say you are idiot, so and so told like this. You are black, so and so told. You are dropped out. So, a person should never depend upon self-effort with regard to self-enquiry. Acharya Swamiji used to tell, self-enquiry means not enquiry by oneself, enquiry of the self through the teacher. Self-enquiry, I repeat, self-enquiry doesn't mean enquiry by oneself, it is enquiry of the self through guidance. Samipanihi san abhikachet eva. There is no other way to find out your own real nature. One should be humble enough to know the limitations of this sense perception, limitations of this mind, limitations of this intellect. One should be very, very humble enough. These sense perceptions have some limitations. It has utility, but it has limitation. Eyes can never know anything about sound. Ears can never know anything about forms and colors. Like that, every sense organ has its own separate field, and therefore it is limited field. In limited field only they can work. They can never work in the field of consciousness. Mind also can never know anything about consciousness. Therefore, one should be humble enough to accept his own problem, his own limitation, and one should be honest enough in asking for solution. In treating HIV patients, people have problem because they are not humble enough to accept that they are HIV patients, correct? If they tell openly, they are despised in the society. So they try to cover their disease. In the process, they are destroyed. They are not honest enough to come to approach a doctor and say, "Doctor, I am infected by HIV, please treat me." Similarly, every individual is affected by HIV virus called ignorance. So we should be humble enough to say that I am ignorant, I am idiot. Please teach me about myself. Like a child which asks, "Mummy, who is my father?" This question can never be answered any person in the world other than the mother. Suppose the child says, "I don't want mother's reply. I don't depend upon mother's reply. I will sit in meditation and find out my father." Is it possible? Or I will go to scientific methods, DNA methods, this method, that method, and then I will try to find out who is my father. Is it possible? Never, never, never. There is only one evidence. There is only one source of knowledge for my father. What it is? My mother's words. Correct? My mother alone can say, "Who is my father?" No person in the world can say that. Even if they know, even if they say, "I won't depend upon that words." Correct? Similarly, Shastram alone has the capacity, has the information about our real father. What is our real childhood? What is the relationship between us and the Lord? Amritasya Putra. Who says? Shastra Mata alone. That's why Shankaracharya says, Sahasra Matrubihi Itaishini Shrutihi. 1,000 mothers cannot stand in front of Shruti Shastra. So it gives a real dignity to my life, real existence to my life. So 3 points we saw today. Saha eva abhigacche, tad vijnanartham eva abhigacche, saha samitpani hisan abhigacche eva. He should not go here and there, he should not treat himself. self treatment is not allowed. I will tell a small story. I think now time is over. Okay, I am tempted to tell this. A person visited graveyard. There he found on the graveyard a statement: "He died out of misprint." Then this fellow was wondering, out of misprint? Misprint of what? Misprint means what? Wrongly written. Correct? Wrongly written words called misprint. How can a person die because somebody writes something wrongly? Then he was curious enough to find out what is the reason, who is that person. He found out all the register and this one and went to the family members. Then they told, this person had a curious habit of treating himself by studying medical book. So there are so many medical guides are there, na? So for headache, aspirin, for stomachache, like that is there, na? So he has that habit of taking medicine according to that guide. So in that guide, instead of printing citric acid, they have printed nitric acid. So this fellow went and took nitric acid and died. Therefore, the person died out of misprint. So self-treatment cases will be end in this way only. Any self-treatment with regard to spiritual practice will end in what you call mental problems. Lot of people come to us, "Swamiji, when I close my eyes, I see so many things." Then I ask, "Why? Who asked you to close your eyes? Open your eyes and see." So, without guidance, people simply go to internet, take some book, then while they read and start doing something. These things are not allowed. Details are there. This is a very, very important shloka. Entire Vedanta can be brought into this one shloka. The details of it you can see in the next class. Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namah.